Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, no nuts to squirrels, but Keenan Redmond, Keenan, you milk donkeys.
That's right, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
And tell us, what were you doing when you first started milking the donkey? What were you up to?
How does it work? Yeah. We have a quail farm in Leitrim. So it was started by a lady, Tina Lass, in 2013, and we supply quail eggs around the country. Now, Tina's quite creative, and she started making soaps on the kitchen table. And she knew about the benefits of donkey's milk. Now, you may have heard the story about Cleopatra. So she kept 700 donkeys because she would bathe in it on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's long been known for its health benefits.
And how much milk would you get in a session off a donkey?
Well, okay, so on average you get 1 to 1.5 litre a day. Now, we find with a happy donkey, we wait until the foal has had its fill, and the donkey actually won't produce milk until she knows that the foal is full and happy.
Oh, great, okay.
And then she gives you a bit, then we take a bit more, and with a happy donkey you can get up to 3 litres a day. Now, we only take a small part of that and we put it into our donkey milk soaps.
And is the donkey milk ingestible by humans?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's been known for, I don't know, you know, Hippocrates was a Greek doctor. He's the founding father of medicine. Okay. So 3,500 years ago, the Hippocratic oath that doctors take, saying they will look after everybody that they see, he prescribed it for up to 35 illnesses, from asthma to upset stomachs, sensitive skin, psoriasis, even now people with autoimmune diseases. So it helps whether you drink it or whether you put it on your skin. It's great for the body.
What's it taste like?
It's like a skimmed milk, so it's light, but it's got a nice sweet taste. So kids love it. It's actually really easily digestible. The pH of donkey milk is actually almost identical to human breast milk. So it's actually an easier fit for us than the reason we drink cow's milk is a cow will give you 25 litres a day.
Okay.
So commercially, it's more viable. But donkey milk is almost like having human mother's breast milk.
And is it passed by the people who pass donkey milk, so to speak?
In terms of regulations and so on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all fully certified. It's pasteurised. We, at the moment, we're buying some in from a couple of different farms, and that's all, they dehydrate it into powder, and then we rehydrate it. But it's completely, it's got great antibacterial qualities. So it's, all round, it's incredibly healthy,
and it's
all certified and so on.
And where do you get your donkeys?
Well, we've got some donkeys here, but at the moment we have the quail farm, so we're supplying around the country, and we're supplying 70 stores around the world now with this donkey milk. So we're too busy to be milking donkeys. We need quite a lot of donkeys. So we buy it in from 2 or 3 different farms at the moment.
Two or three donkey farms?
That's right.
It's a such thing, okay.
Yeah. So,
how do you make a donkey happy? Like you're saying, the donkey has to be, you sit there singing, let it snow, let it snow, let it do Christmas numbers. What do you...
You know, donkeys are. I was speaking to your researcher Rebecca. Yeah. And she was saying, you know, tell us all about donkeys. The reason donkeys were originally called asses, because ass is the Latin asinine, meaning dumb or stubborn.
Okay.
So they've got a reputation for that, but they're actually very, very independent, and they just like to do their own thing. As any animal lover will tell you, you know when your animal is happy. You know if it's eating well. If it's comfortable, if it's relaxed. And the reason we know that these donkeys are happy is they're milked when the foal is alongside them.
Okay.
And the mother instinctively knows the foal is happy.
It's safe.
It's had its foal. It's got a foal tummy, and then it gives us a little bit extra milk. So.
And can you, by the way, if you get milk, can you make cheese?
Oh, yeah. Donkey milk cheese is very expensive. You see, as I was saying... you only get 1 to 3 litres a day. And a donkey is pregnant for 11 to 14 months. And then Well, then she has her foal, and the foal has exclusive access to the mother for the first 3 months. And it's only when the foal starts weaning off onto grass or, you know, like any human or animal, then we take a little bit. So we only get a small window of 2 to 3 months every 2 years, maybe. So you... meaning it's very hard to get donkey's milk, and it's expensive. And you can get the cheese, but it is expensive. We're going to start providing it in the next few months because we've had so much demand, both for the soap and also for people saying, I want to drink this as well because of its health benefits.
Okay, by the way, Keenan, when I have you there, what's the difference between a donkey and, well, you explained an ass, same thing. Well, what about a mule and a jinnet?
Okay.
And well, a hinny. So what's a hinny?
Okay, well, Jesus, hang on, Joe, I'll tell you now. Okay. So a genus is Jenny. That's the female, right? Of the donkey. Okay. So a donkey, a female is called a genet or a jenny. A male is called a jack, and that's where a jackass comes from. It's a male donkey, a jackass.
Okay.
Now, what they found was, donkeys have been very popular, especially with poorer farmers, because the donkey digests 95% of what it eats. So you could put it out on a bit of scrapland and it'll eat, you know, everything, weeds, trees, everything. But it can digest it all. So it's got a very diverse
It doesn't recycle it immediately.
It can consume everything. And I think that might be why the stuff is so good, the milk is so good, because it's got so many vitamins and nutrients in it. But they're very strong. A donkey, for its body weight, is twice as strong as a horse. A horse the same size.
And what's a mule then?
Okay, so what they started doing thousands of years ago, the Turks, they would take a male horse and they mate it with a female donkey, and that's a mule. So they came up with something that was incredibly strong, bigger than a donkey, but not as stubborn as a donkey. But they wouldn't have to spend as much money feeding it as they would a horse. So a mule is halfway between a donkey and a horse, and it's a great at working, very strong, and doesn't cost as much, as I say, as a horse to feed.
And what happens if a mule goes out with another mule? Do they have offspring? Can they?
They can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The other version is, I think it's called a hinny, and that's where you mix a female horse with, sorry, the other way around, it's a male horse with a female donkey. They don't do as well. But the jackasses, the male donkeys are great at, say, impregnating female horses, and that gives you your mule, and they're very strong.
So the male donkey is very...
The male donkey is a survivor, and he's good.
He would be very keen to meet a female horse.
100%.
And he will pursue.
Yeah. So then you get a big donkey, and it's a mule, and they're great workers, and they don't eat as much. And also, they can go for, apparently, they can carry, 80 kilos, and they can go for 26 miles without rest. They've got stamina. So we should try.
You often see donkey farms where poor donkeys are abandoned. In fairness, the people on the donkey farms are minding the abandoned donkeys. Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Well, that's it. One of the people that sell our donkey milk soaps are the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary, and they're always getting calls. You see, the donkeys are so resilient.
Why are they mistreated?
Some people leave animals out, just as with dogs. It's not just particularly donkeys. You can buy a donkey for €150 at the mart. You can put it out on a piece of land. And remember I told you, they'll eat anything.
Anything, yeah.
So people sort of just, if the wrong person has one, they might forget about it. But equally, there are tons of people. I grew up with a donkey, Annabelle. We had her for 35 years, so she was part of the family.
How long do donkeys live?
25 years is a good innings. So Annabelle went for 35 years, and she was, she used to eat alongside the dogs, and she would nearly walk into the house, So they become part of the family. Now we love our animals, and it's just...
Okay, well done. What's your donkey milk soap branded as?
The donkey milk... Okay, so if listeners go to 12quailfarm.com, and they can see both our quail eggs and the donkey milk soap. The main reason I called you up actually was because I wanted to encourage people to look for local and to buy local.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Where are you based again?
We're based down in County Leitrim.
Okay.
So we're selling both online, and we sell in 70 retailers in the States, Canada, Ireland, Europe, and so on.
And is there anyone else in Ireland doing donkey milk?
Nobody doing donkey milk soap. There is a goat milk soap, but the big difference with our soaps is they're not bars of soap. They're individual sculptures. So if you see them on our site, they're all little shapes. So we combine the benefits of donkey milk with individual sculptures. So they make great gifts.
Okay, and an Irish handmade soap is a great gift this year.
Well, people love the story. It's made on the farm. It's made in Ireland. Yeah. For every €100 you spend in an Irish company, it translates into €500 that circulates around our community. Whereas if you go to, you know, an online retailer from the UK or somewhere, you spend €100, that's gone out of the country. Whereas €100 here turns into 500, and it pays for kids' presents and pays for people's wages and so on. So,
what's your website? Is it 12 Quail Farm?
12quailfarm.com, that's the one.
And it's definitely up and running.
Oh, we've been up and running for 18 months now, and we're sending stuff out around the world.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. The whole thing about donkeys and ginnets and mules and hinnies and horses and the male mule trying to get the female horse to tamangos or whatever. It'll work really, really hard. But anyway, Keenan, best of luck with your business. Fantastic. And lovely.
Thank you, sir.
Lovely stats there about the money we spend in Ireland. Okay, that's Keenan Redmond. 51551, wash your hands and handmade soap.
Thank you. Cheers.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.